What we are called upon to do is to embrace the attitude that Christ had going to the cross and make that our attitude as we live out Christ every day. Now, let's look at the text of how Paul said we're supposed to prepare, and then we'll look at the picture of how Jesus modeled it, and then we're going to make a choice just before we receive the elements to also allow Christ to cleanse and wash our feet as he did the disciples. So look at Philippians 2 with me. You just follow along. I'm going to read it. It says, let this mind be in you. It's an invitation. It's a desire by God through the Apostle Paul, through the inspired word of God, for us to embrace or to receive or to allow God to do something, to let this mind be in you. What mind? The mind which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. And we know the confessions and the truths of the deity of Christ, that he was co-equal and co-eternal. And the theologians have added co-substantial. He is one with the Father in every way. There aren't three gods. There's one God. And he eternally exists as Father, as Son, and as the Holy Spirit. So he didn't think it robbery. He was equal with God. But he made himself, verse 7, of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, coming in the likeness of men. Now, verse 8. This is the essence of what Paul said, that Jesus wants our attitude to be. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself, and he became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. God's word, right here in Philippians 2, invites us to embrace Christ's attitude of servant-hearted, self-emptying humility. Jesus Christ had that attitude. He had that submission to the Father. He had that servant-hearted humility, as we'll see in a few moments, which was very hard. But the pathway of Christ was that of a servant. The way of the cross is the way of humility. And the way to be filled with God is always to be emptied of self. The way to be filled with God, godliness, God-likeness, fullness of the Spirit of God. The way to be full of God is to be emptied of self. And communion is when we check how emptied of self we are. And any vestiges of self, we ask Christ to cleanse away. All the manifestations of the flesh before we partake of communion.